The 2014 Small Business Awards on Cape Talk with Sage One.
Yes, indeed. Whether you start out behind the local lemonade stand with the aim of turning it into a business phenomenon or selling cookies door-to-door with the ambition of turning it into an international bakery, Sage knows that all big dreams start out small. That's why they've introduced Sage One, simple, secure and affordable accounting and payroll in the cloud for small growing businesses. Visit sageone.co.za for your free 30-day trial. Sage One, powered by Sage Pastel and VIP, committed to small businesses and proud sponsor of the Cape Talk Small Business Awards. Now, 567 Cape Talk and Sage One have been asking you to nominate a small business where you've experienced great service. The winner and two runners-up will receive Sage One Accounting and Sage One Payroll Software, plus their share, listen to this prize, of R500,000 in airtime on 567 Cape Talk. Absolutely fantastic. This afternoon's nomination is from Hildegard Lamont, who nominated Berenice Westmore of Postwink, an environmentally motivated company who help businesses, schools and organizations set up recycling initiatives by supplying quality recycling bins and educating staff and learners about sustainable living. This is what Hildegard's nomination had to say about Postwink. Postwink were referred to us by another company and their service is great. Delivery of goods are always on time and staff are very helpful and friendly. Their pricing is competitive and their product are of high quality. Their products are of high quality. They are innovative, and I feel we need more companies who are proactive above the going green. Well, that's absolutely fantastic and a glowing reference to say the least. We're joined on the line now by Berenice Westmore, who is Managing Director at Postwink. Berenice, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Congratulations on the nomination. A glowing reference there. Very clearly, you know how to run a business.
Well, I like to think so, but I'm not obviously the only one in my team. I do have a small team with me that obviously helps me to deliver good service, hopefully.
Absolutely. It's all about the team. I hear that you have a background in actuarial science. Is that right, that you're an actuarial analyst who decided to pursue a passion for the environment? Why the change?
Well, actually, I turned 30, and a lot of things in my life changed at that time. Bought a house, got married, etc. And then I could just kind of took a good look at where I was there and where I wanted to be. Now I wanted to run my own company, and I wanted to run a company that I was really passionate about. And I guess I was not as passionate about pension funds as I am about recycling.
Certainly sounds that way. It's an interesting midlife crisis to have, if that's what it was. It probably wasn't. I didn't deal with turning 30 particularly well. But it's not an obvious direction to move in, if you don't mind me saying. So why did you choose this particular avenue?
Okay, well, because when I actually wanted to look at having a own business or running my own business, I actually grew up in Europe when I was small, and I wanted to do something that I was passionate about. And I remember that about 10 years ago, driving around with all of my recycling bottles, all of my glass bottles in the boot, and I could not find any way to actually drop them off, because 10 years ago, you couldn't find a glass tank in sight. So I thought there was definitely a gap in the market there. So this is what I investigated a little bit further, and I did a research, and I got a distribution for those big recycling containers by a European company.
Brilliant.
And then decided to take it from there. Mm.
You say that you recognize the gap in the market, but did you recognize how big that gap would eventually become? Because it's been a rip-roaring success, hasn't it?
You know, at the beginning, it was extremely slow. It was, I saw a lot of large recyclers at the time and municipalities, and I didn't see that many large corporates then, but definitely everyone had that thought process. This is something that Europeans do, and it was definitely never going to happen in South Africa. But I did persevere, and, you know, living in Cape Town as well, which has got a lot more, I guess, environmentally friendly mindset already. Mm-hmm. It obviously, I was just at the right place at the right time, and it obviously shows because the public has been so responsive, and I'm very grateful.
You talk about the environmentally friendly mindset, and it is a matter of course, recycling in Europe and other parts of the world. It's not necessarily ingrained in the national psyche here yet, but are you starting to see that change? Is it something that South Africans, I guess Capetonians more specifically, are becoming more conscious of?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think already in a lot of the areas in Cape Town, already the city of Cape Town is collecting, collecting recyclables separately from the normal waste. In a lot of the residential areas, a lot more corporates have started to have sustainability reports, making sure that they've got recycling as well as other sustainability projects in place. A lot more sustainability managers. You know, a few years ago, sustainability managers weren't even a designation. So we definitely are moving in the right direction. I'm definitely seeing a lot of positive changes, especially from the big corporates and the city of Cape Town, as well as some other municipalities, actually.
That's good news. You also remain socially responsible yourself. We understand that a portion of the money that you make goes towards planting trees.
Yes. We've actually partnered with Green Pop, but mainly also with Food and Trees for Africa. We've been planting trees through the program. So we normally, including all of our pricing and turnover, we make a small donation on a quarterly basis to them. You know, it's kind of our way to give back. We do transport our things nationwide, and transport is, you know, a negative thing on the environment as well. So it was kind of a thing to do.
Brilliant. How can people get hold of you, Berenice?
They can go onto our website, www.posttwink.co.za. They can call the office on 021-447-8783 or send us an email at info@posttwink.co.za.
Brilliant. I guess all those numbers will be on the website too, www.posttwink.co.za. Well, Berenice, I'm a little bit upset that I didn't think of the idea before you, but given that it is yours, we wish you all the best and congratulations again on the nomination.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Onward and upward. Berenice Westmore, Managing Director of Postwink. Now, if you know of a small business that gives great service, give them the recognition. Send your nominations to sba@capetalk.co.za or enter online at capetalk.co.za. Find out about the next small business tomorrow morning with Kino Cummis, the 2014 Cape Talk Small Business Awards with Sage One, powered by Sage Pastel and VIP.